Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about choosing between Supabase and Firebase for back-end development. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So what's the context? What's this person building?
Right. So they're developing an app called Linkful. Imagine a smoother way for content creators to do affiliate marketing. You know, those annoying link in bio situations? Linkful aims to solve that by creating a personalized search engine for each creator. Paste the video link, and bam, the exact product.
I see. Interesting. A real-time product finder. So where do Supabase and Firebase come in?
They're the back-end contenders. Both are back-end as a service platforms, so no server management headaches, automatic scaling, all that jazz. Although it is a tad unfair to compare them directly. Firebase is more mature, has a broader feature set.
Got it. A bit of a David and Goliath situation, feature-wise. But let's focus on the common ground, authentication.
Both are super simple to implement. User-friendly interfaces, very similar developer experience. One point to each.
Okay, so round one is a tie. What about databases? Any clear winner there?
Now things get interesting. Firebase uses Firestore, a real-time NoSQL database. Supabase uses Postgres, which is relational and open source. That's the key difference. Supabase avoids vendor lock-in.
Ah, the open source advantage. But doesn't that also mean less specialized support?
True, it's a trade-off. Plus, depending on the application, a relational database might be more advantageous than NoSQL. Supabase gets the edge here, due to Postgres's flexibility and the SQL-based security rules.
Interesting. So security is also SQL-based in Supabase. Is that simpler than Firebase's proprietary syntax?
For SQL users, absolutely. Firebase's system is intuitive, but can get complex for advanced use cases.
Makes sense. What about cloud storage and functions?
Storage is pretty much a tie. Both easy to set up, create a bucket, add rules, you're good to go. Functions, however, Firebase has a slight edge for local development. Supabase's functions are a bit trickier to work with locally, especially running multiple functions simultaneously.
Uh-huh. So small win for Firebase on functions, a bigger win for Supabase on databases. What about the all-important pricing?
It's complicated. It depends on your usage. Firebase has free unlimited authentication, while Supabase offers 50,000 free monthly active users. But then, Supabase charges based on data transfer, while Firebase charges for read-write requests. One point to each here. It's really situational.
So no knockout blow on pricing. Anything else to consider?
Well, Supabase's open source nature lets you self-host, avoiding the Google Cloud Platform lock-in. But there's always the startup risk. Will they be around forever? Probably. But it's a thought. Client library support is another point for Firebase. It covers more platforms. Supabase is primarily JavaScript-focused.
Right, so a more robust ecosystem versus flexibility and open source. What did this developer ultimately choose?
Supabase. Primarily because of the relational database. They needed Postgres. Makes perfect sense, given Linkful's likely data structure.
Fascinating. Thanks for breaking this down. A real head-to-head between two powerful back-end solutions. Lots to think about for any developer.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. See you in the next episode.
Goodbye.